This is a short body scan practice. You can do the practice lying on the floor or on your bed, or if this is not convenient, in a seated position. So, if you are lying down, make sure that you are as comfortable as possible. Perhaps you might place a cushion behind your head so that the back of your neck is long and your chin tucked in. Your legs can be either stretched out on the floor, slightly apart, with the feet flopped to either side, or bent up with the feet on the floor. Your arms can rest on the floor, slightly away from your body, palms facing upwards. Alternatively, you could have your hands resting gently on your belly. Whatever feels appropriate for you right now. If you have adopted a seated position, make yourself as comfortable as possible with your hands in your lap. Your eyes can be closed, or, if it feels easier to keep them open, try to leave your gaze unfocused so that you can give your full attention to the body. This is an invitation to fall awake, not fall asleep, so that, if you are very sleepy, it might be better to keep your eyes open. You are going to be cultivating an attitude of kind and gentle curiosity to all that you experience in body, breath, and mind, whether it is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. As best you can, letting go of the tendency to want things to be different and allowing them to be exactly as they are. Recognizing thoughts as just being mental events, whatever they are, and however compelling they seem to be, you don't have to get hooked into them. As best you can, staying in your own experience and giving yourself permission to feel whatever you are feeling in each moment. So, starting off by bringing your awareness to a sense of your body as a whole, getting an overview of what's going on right now in body, breath, and mind. Now bringing the spotlight of attention to the parts of your body which make contact with the surface you are lying or sitting on. What exactly are the sensations coming from these regions? Perhaps a feeling of warmth and pressure. Perhaps a sense of stillness and stability from that contact. Spend a few moments exploring this. Then, moving your awareness to the uppermost surfaces of your body. A different set of sensations. Perhaps more open, lighter or cooler. Again, spend some time investigating these feelings. And then settling your attention on the sensations in the lower abdomen. The small movements in and out with each breath cycle. A rise as the breath comes in. A short pause. Then a fall as the breath goes out. Then another pause. Now, using your breath to guide your attention. On an in-breath, taking your awareness all the way down both legs to the feet and toes. And explore whatever there is to be noticed there. Being immensely curious, what exactly is your experience of these regions? Remember that there is no right way to feel. Then take a deeper breath into your feet, letting go on the out-breath. And on the next in-breath, bringing your attention to your lower legs and ankles. Seeing if you can get a sense of the surface, and also probing right inside, the muscles, joints, and tendons. At some point, your mind will begin to wander. Don't worry. That is just what minds do. As soon as you notice it's gone somewhere else, gently bring your attention back to the region we are focusing on. And then again, breathing in more deeply. Letting go on the out-breath and on the next in-breath, bringing the focus to the thighs and knee joints. Again, exploring the surfaces and also deep inside these regions. And as best you can, giving your attention the qualities of kindness and gentleness. Next, bringing the focus to your hips and pelvic region. Each time your mind wanders off, as soon as you notice, just guide it back to the body. Remember that the practice is not about having a perfectly still mind. It's just about observing the sort of mind that you've got, whether that's very tranquil or very busy. Using the breath to guide your attention, now bringing the back into focus. and giving it your full non-judgmental attention. Noticing those areas that press firmly onto the floor or chair, and those where the contact is lighter. The back often carries tension. And if there is any discomfort, allowing it to be as it is, as best you can, letting go of any thoughts of wanting it to be different. Now taking a deeper breath into the back, letting go on the out-breath, and on the next in-breath, bringing the focus to your abdomen. Observing the regular small movements that occur with each breath cycle. Noticing any gurgling deep inside. If there's any tension or discomfort, just notice and allow it to be as it is. Remembering that the intention of the practice is not to change things, but to allow them to be however they are, moment by moment. And taking a deeper breath into the abdomen, letting go on the out-breath. Then on the next in-breath, bringing the attention into the chest. And again following the rhythmic waves of the breath as it rises and falls. Perhaps having an awareness of the lungs filling and emptying. Perhaps feeling the heart beating within the chest. Remember that there is no right way to feel. The way you are feeling now is the way you are feeling. All the while working to cultivate a sense of kindness and gentleness to whatever you are experiencing. Now taking a deeper breath into the chest, letting go on the out-breath, and on the next in-breath, taking your attention all the way down both arms to your fingers and hands. Exploring whatever sensations you experience there. Now, using the breath to guide your attention, bring the focus to the forearms and wrists. Moving on, letting your upper arms and elbows be the next focus of attention. Remembering that it is the nature of the mind to wander, and you are not doing anything wrong when it does. Just following the guidance as best you can, observing whatever your experience is, in your body and in the activity of your mind. Now bringing the neck and shoulders into focus. If there is any tension here, allowing it to be just as it is. Remembering that the practice is about observing things as they are, rather than changing them to how we might like them to be. Taking a deeper breath into your shoulders and neck, letting go on the out-breath, then on the next in-breath, bringing the awareness to the back, sides and top of your head. And as your mind loses its focus, gently redirect it back to the part of the body we're talking about, again and again. And then coming round to the face, touching each part with a kind and gentle awareness. Your forehead. The area around the eyes. Your nose and cheeks. And finally, the mouth, tongue and chin. Now, bringing your attention back to the breath in the abdomen. Once more observing those small movements in and out with each breath cycle. Then, on an in-breath, taking your attention from the center of the body all the way out to the edges, to your skin, up to the crown of your head, down to the tips of your fingers, down to the tips of your toes. And then on the out-breath, bringing your attention back to the center. So that with each breath, your body is filled with a kind, curious, and non-judgmental awareness. The bell will sound shortly, signalling the end of the practice. So now, perhaps take a few moments to reflect on your experience before moving on to the rest of your day.